And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In three previous presentations, we examined how the Bible is constructed, noting that it is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and that each testament is composed of individual books. Stop and think about how amazing it is that we actually have the Bible in our possession. Approximately 3,500 years ago, God began the process that ultimately would bring the Bible to us through many generations of people and at an inconceivable cost both in money and human life. Across the millennia, God, through His divine providence, safeguarded and protected the Bible. Even while men, great and small, tried to destroy it, God promised, "My word shall not return to me void." Isaiah 55, verse 11. As a result, we today can possess the inspired Word of God in our own mother tongue. And what a blessing God's Word has proven to be to the lives of those who accept and follow it. Within the Bible, God's faithful followers have been promised such blessings as the abundant life here and now, John 10:10, peace that surpasses understanding, Philippians 4, verse 7, and the hope of eternal salvation, Titus 1, verse 2. Unfortunately, many people through the centuries have unwittingly robbed themselves of the remarkable blessings that the Bible offers for the simple reason that they have refused to read, study, and obey God's Word. In Ephesians 3:4, the Apostle Paul reminded his readers that he had written down and passed on to them what God's Holy Spirit had instructed him to write so that when you read, you may understand. In the Old Testament, Nehemiah 8 verse 8 records how the Israelites read from the law of God and the people understood the reading. There are two of the key components involved in acquiring the blessings contained within the Bible, reading and understanding. There is a third component involved in the obtaining of blessings listed within the Bible, obedience. It is not enough just to read the words on the pages. Rather, the person who reads and understands what the Bible is saying must put into practice the principles contained in the Word of God.